Chapter 13. Gold. Artemis could not open the office door. It was closed with Holly's magic. So he looked at his screens. He understood the LEP's plan immediately.
They send in a troll and we can't fight it. We call for help and the fairies can come in. Then they can save Holly, he thought.
It was very clever. But then Butler nearly killed the troll, and he did not call for help.
Commander Root, said Artemis into his radio. You can hear me?
I hear you, human, replied Root. What can I do for you?
You have 30 minutes to send in the gold, or I'll keep Captain Short here. I'll leave Foul Manor before you explode the biobomb, but Captain Short will be here.
Don't be stupid, human. You can't leave Foul Manor. There's no way to escape the time field.
Well, smiled Artemis. If you're wrong, it will be too late for Captain Short.
Commander Root thought for a moment.
Okay, he said. You'll have your gold, Fowl.
30 minutes. I'm waiting, said Artemis.
His plan was working. Butler fired his gun at the office door 3 times. And the door opened. Artemis was waiting inside.
Nice work, Butler, said Artemis.
Thank you, Artemis. We were in trouble there, but Captain Short...
I know, said Artemis. I saw it all on the screens.
Can she go home now?
Asked Butler softly.
She'll go back safely to her people soon, Butler, said Artemis. That's a promise. This is nearly finished.
And Juliet? Asked Butler. Is she in danger?
No, Butler.
But the fairies won't give us the gold and walk away.
No, they won't. They're going to explode a bomb in Foul Manor. But we're safe. I have a plan.
Cudgeon was not happy.
Captain Short helped the humans. Everything was fine until she hit the troll. I'm going to tell the Fairy Council about this, he shouted at Root.
I don't think so, Cudgeon, smiled Root.
I'm so sorry, Cudgeon. Our cameras stopped just before the troll went in, said Foley.
Oh, no, continued Root. You haven't got anything to show the council, Cudgeon. They won't believe you.
Give me that video,
Cudgeon shouted at Foley.
Naughty, naughty,
said Root, and he touched Cudgeon with his finger. Cudgeon immediately fell to the floor.
That was an accident, said Root. I forgot that I had the finger weapon. Now, is the gold here?
Yes, the council has just sent it.
Good. Now we need to get Captain Short. We only have 15 minutes before the time field finishes, said Root.
Holly was at the front door of Foul Manor. The sky was orange. The sun was coming up, and it was not long before the biobomb.
Okay, Captain Short, said Foley over the radio. The gold is coming. Be ready to move.
We don't pay criminals, said Holly. What's happening?
Nothing, said Foley. The gold goes in, you come out. The biobomb explodes, it's all finished.
Does Fowl know about the bomb?
Yes. He says that he can escape the time field.
That's impossible, said Holly.
I know, said Foley.
But they'll all die, said Holly.
That's what happens when you try to steal from fairies, said Foley.
Holly was unsure. What about Juliet? She flew down to the humans who were in the hall.
Have you told them about the biobomb? She asked Artemis angrily.
Of course, said Artemis. My plan is working.
You can't escape the time field, said Holly. It has never been done.
If Artemis says we can do it, said Butler, that's good enough for me.
Just then, they heard a noise outside. Butler got his gun ready and went to look.
It's the gold, shouted Butler.
Check for bombs,
Artemis ordered Butler.
No bombs, said Butler.
Artemis was very excited. After all these months, his plan was working.
Take it inside, he said, moving closer to the gold.
Butler pushed it into the manor. 1 ton of fairy gold. Everyone was silent for a moment.
I can't believe that they paid, said Holly.
I can't believe it either, said Artemis. Butler, is it real?
Butler put the end of his knife into one of the pieces of gold.
It's real, he said.
Holly shook her head.
Artemis, no human has ever kept fairy gold. You can't escape.
Do I need all this gold? Thought Artemis.
Then he shook himself.
Remember the plan.
He felt a hand on his arm. It was Butler.
Are you okay, sir?
I'm not sure, old friend.
Then he turned to Holly.
Captain Short, I'd like you to do something for me.